Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Sven Peterson, Perry City Administrator, here to recap the city council meeting, talk about things happening in the city. Sven, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Samantha.
Absolutely. All right, so the meeting started with the city administrator's report as usual, and you shared kind of an update on the budget process and how that's all going so far.
Yeah, so we've had our first workshop with the council, and this week and next week we'll be meeting with the departments for the second round of budget meetings, hopefully kind of trim down some things a little bit more. After that, on the 17th, we'll have the next budget workshop with the city council, and from there we'll prepare the final budget and put that in front of council for approval.
Very good. Things going well so far. I feel like everybody I've talked to, they're like, well, we know what the budget looks like. We know we can't make these outlandish requests for things because it's just never going to work.
Right. Yeah. The department heads are really, really great about understanding the financial condition of the city and where we're at and, you know, what's reasonable to ask for and what's not. So we're very lucky in that respect. And the council is really great to work with as well.
Very good. Sounds like you and at least one member of the council are going on a bit of a field trip today, heading down to the Capitol for the League of Cities Day.
Yep. Today's field trip day with the Iowa League of Cities Legislative Day. Dr. Randy McCauley, Mayor Jay Patti, and myself will all be traveling down to the Capitol, having some meetings with the League of Cities, getting some updates from them, and then hopefully meeting with some of our legislators. So it was a great year last year, a great day last year, and hopefully this year we get to talk with our legislators again and fill them in on what's going on in Perry.
Very good. All right. During open forum, someone stepped up and mentioned they want Perry, who has a local option sales tax, to kind of encourage the Board of Supervisors to offer the opportunity for people to vote for other communities to have it.
Yeah, this gentleman is hoping to kind of rally the troops and get together a countywide local option sales tax vote. So he's been going around to all the other communities and meeting with them and discussing the topic with them. So Perry's just next on his list. He's been up a couple of times talking with Susie and I about things going on. So hopefully we can get that going.
Very good. All right. The first action item on the agenda had to do with an agreement regarding the landfill. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, this is something that really we've been doing and there's been an agreement. It's more of just an update to the agreement. Just a new agreement with Metro Park Waste, which is the landfill north of town. They bring their leachate or their runoff from the landfill to our wastewater treatment plant to be treated. And that's some of their DNR regulations. They have to have this agreement in place to be in compliance with that. So should be a pretty good deal for the city. So looking forward to that.
Very good. Action on the Sallyport project at the public safety building was on the agenda, but that has been postponed. Explain why.
Yep. We just didn't take any action on that this meeting. We just wanted to fine-tune the plans, a couple things on the plans a little bit more before we went put those out. So hopefully at that meeting on the 17th with the council, we'll be setting the public hearing for the opening of those bids.
There were several agreements on the agenda. This one has to do with polling places with the Dallas County Auditor's Office, who also runs the elections.
Yeah, this is just sort of housekeeping of, I think they're on a every other year schedule of updating their agreements with cities on where their polling places are. So the next on the list would be the McCurry Center. So probably next year at the same time, we'll be getting an agreement for the McCurry Center. So.
Another guest at the meeting who spoke during open forum and then very excited about another event, of course, was Jenny Eklund talking about this fiber art fair. And she has asked for the city's permission to use some of, I guess, the structures in town.
Yes, the always dynamic and excited Jenny Eklund. I think she's related somehow to the Energizer Bunny. She just seems like she never stops. And she's doing a fiber art fair where she's going to cover our light poles with what she's calling light pole warmers. Some of the other furniture and bike racks and things downtown. So should be a really fun event, not only for people who are really into fiber art, but also the community come out and check out the downtown.
Very good. Another kind of routine thing. There was some changes to the fire department roster, and now it looks like that's up at, I guess, its maximum.
Yeah. So we had one resignation and brought on three people, and now the roster is full at 40 members of the fire department.
Very good. All right. A Dallas County Foundation grant application was then approved for the library, and it looks like they're looking to purchase some furniture.
Yeah, I think they're looking at new chairs for their meeting room. Hopefully something that's a little bit more kid-friendly and can be wiped down after events.
There was also an appointment to the Perry Historic Preservation Commission.
Yep. Joe McCarty applied to be on the commission. I think there's a vacancy that came available. Joe's been in the community for a very long time and is really excited to be a part of the Perry Historic Preservation Commission.
Very good. Another services agreement, this one having to do with sewer improvements, was approved again with Bolton and Mink.
Yep. We're doing a sewer extension project in a couple of areas in town. So this is just an agreement for engineering services for that project.
And perhaps saving, I guess, in a sense, the most exciting action item so far is the tax abatement applications, and it looks like that program is being utilized.
Yeah. So we had three applications come in for tax abatement to existing homes for improvements. And kind of a special thing for me, I'm in the Dallas County Habitat for Humanity Steering Committee, and one of those applications was the family that bought the Habitat house. So it was a Habitat house and then became vacant and kind of fell into some disrepair in between. And so they were able to go in there and get their sweat equity hours to fix it up. And now they're living in it, and I think they're a happy family now.
Very good. And it sounds like some basements have started, and the residential portion of that, as far as new construction, is also moving
on. Yeah, new construction. We've had two building permits come out, and they just dug foundations and set the forms for the foundations this week. So it's really exciting to say our building permits are up 200% this year with a total of two permits. So it's exciting time. Hopefully we get some more permits coming in and some more houses going up.
Progress, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Sven?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little shout out to everybody involved with BRRRR this weekend. Bob Wilson with the Chamber always does a fantastic job putting that together and getting everybody in line and getting people to Perry, really showing off the community. Also, our public safety departments, police and the fire. I know fire department really, I think, enjoys this event and enjoys getting to be out and be a part of the event and be right there. I got to talk with Bob on Sunday, and he called me just to say how awesome our fire department did. And in all the years of riding Ragbri for him, he's never had that level of service that our fire department provides these riders. So we're definitely very lucky for that.
So, absolutely. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.